Om Shanti. Good morning. We've been hearing very powerful Muralis yesterday morning, the Sakar and the Avyakt, and again yesterday evening, the Avyakt. And out of all those things, many things going around in your awareness, I'm sure, but one particular thing that Baba said yesterday in the morning Avyakt revision course, Murali, was about purity and unity. And yesterday in the afternoon, Baba spoke about aligning our thoughts, words and actions, and only when we do that is there then going to be revelation. And yesterday, advanced party and Baba all asking us, how much longer do we need? And if we say to Baba, Baba, tell us the date, Baba's going to come right back and say, you tell me. So, is the date always going to be flexible as that? I don't think so. I think until now Baba has said, well, you're not yet ready, you're not yet ready. But there comes a moment when the 8 are definitely ready already, but the 108 will also have reached their own maximum potential. And I think after that, drama's not going to wait any longer. So, at this moment, the work that we have to do. And when Baba's talking about purity, yes, we know about the gross aspects, the external aspects, but Baba also wanted us to clean out our awareness and our memories. And yesterday Baba spoke beautifully about how all the memories that come back, for some of Sakar Baba, for many of Avyakt Baba, all those memories as they come back, or even if it's in recent years, not even the actual incarnation of Bab Dada, but even just the video recordings. But all of us carry very sweet memories of Madhuban. And so to emerge those sweet memories so that we can remove all the other memories of sorrow. And yes, when I think we've dealt with every aspect of sorrow and the soul is clean, intentions and feelings completely clean, then I can say to Baba, yes, I'm liberated, and I can help you open the door of liberation also. Emerging the memories of Madhuban, of Baba, in whichever way, will always create very powerful feelings of love and intoxication. And yesterday, hearing the stories of the Tower of Peace, I'm sure many of you would have related to that. Who in this gathering has not yet been to Madhuban? There are a few I know. Never ever been to Madhuban. 1, 2, 3, 4. And I think there's a few more. So at least 4. So I hope you'll prepare and make sure you do go to Madhuban this year. The Dadis are still with us. How much longer the Dadis will be with us, I don't know. But definitely, this is a year to make that jump and make sure that I've followed all the systems that Baba has in place to go to Madhuban. But apart from memories and awareness, I want to look at one other thing, and that is intention. I'm going to share a story that some of you may know, but some of you don't. And it's a human story, not a story of Brahma Baba, but I want to relate it back to Brahma Baba. There was a person who was moving very, very fast. And she kept checking in with Daddy, and whatever instruction Daddy gave her, she would follow. And she had a very close connection. She didn't live in London or even the UK, but in the USA. And she would check in, and Daddy would tell her every time she would meet Daddy. And at one point, she'd moved so far that she had settled a lot of things in her life. And she had one big bondage, and that was her house. And when I'd gone to that city in the US for service, she'd asked me to visit her house, and it was amazing. It was huge. And I said to her, "Who lives here with you?" And she says, "Me and Baba." I said, "Baba doesn't occupy any space." But, I mean, just the reception area when you open the door, it was really a villa, it was huge. And so at that point, she'd just been in Gyan a few months, so I just asked her that question and I didn't say anything more to her. But about 2 years later, she'd come to the point where she'd realized that this house was a bondage. And again, she came to Daddy and said, "Would it be a good idea if I were to sell this house?" And Daddy said, "Yes." It didn't take long to get that answer. So she tried selling the property, and it wasn't selling. So she came to Daddy again at some point and said, "It's not happening. And so what is it that I'm not doing right?" And Daddy said to her, "Ask yourself, what is your intention?" And she shared the story later, but she did that homework, really going very deeply and asking herself the intention. And it was the month of January, and she wrote to Daddy, "The house is sold." And afterwards she shared that it's illogical. Houses don't sell in the east coast of US during winter time when there's snow. People are not in the mood for buying property. And yet it was at that time, it was January, and a house got sold. And she said, "I look at it afterwards and I understand what had happened. I thought that I wanted to be free from bondage, and so I held that thought that the house should sell. But in fact, I then began to say, but why do I want to be free from bondage? What's going to be possible for me if I do sell this?" And she realized that deep in her heart was the thought that she wanted to be more available for Baba. And she said that when I put that thought in front of Baba, "I want to be free for your service." And genuinely, there was no other thought in her mind except that. It took a few weeks and the house was sold. And so I'm just seeing that story of intention. Really asking myself, okay, I want to do this, and on one level it seems fine, but why do I want to do this? I'll give you another example of a human before going to Baba. Here's a woman who says to Baba, "I want to be free from bondage, touch my husband, make him change." Must have been the story of some of you, not all of you by any means, but some of you sitting here in this gathering. And Baba, you've heard Baba's response in the Sakar Murali. "That's not my job. You change him through your change of behavior and through your pure vibrations. It's not Baba's job." So why is this woman saying, I want this person to be touched by Baba? It's going to make more life comfortable for her. It's definitely going to be easier for her to manage to come to class and do service and whatever. But it's not saying to Baba, "I want to be free from my attachment. I want to be able to do your service, whatever situation it is I'm in. It's very different. And so where is it that intention really works? When the intention is just one, my connection with one and nothing else, that intention actually works. And so I'm seeing the story of Brahma Baba. And from the very first moment, well, before that first moment, bhakti and the quality of bhakti that I've been doing, whether this birth, if there's been any, or whether it's past births, but the quality of bhakti that I've done is going to determine the quality of jnana that I take from Baba. That's clear. And so Baba's bhakti, absolutely pure and sincere, that I want to know the truth. The transition from one guru to another guru to 12 gurus and parting with each one in a spirit of love and respect, not rejection, but the guru understanding, this soul wants to learn more. And so moving forward with the blessings of the guru. So when Shiv Baba finds the soul, it didn't take long for Shiv Baba to find him, but he waited for the right moment. But when Shiv Baba, the right moment comes, and Baba comes, then the soul is already prepared. And so it really doesn't take Brahma Baba long to decide, this is what I want to do. Mama, Baba gives her one night to decide. But by then things are a little bit clearer. But Brahma Baba, Baba goes away for a few weeks to explore further. There's no example in front of him, no one at all. And so at that moment, that pure, pure realization that this is God. There was something we saw, maybe it was last week, I can't remember, but that expression that Shiv Baba used when Shiv Baba first entered Brahma Baba. Nij Gyan Swarupam Shivoham Shivoham Nij Prakash, that's right, it was Prakash Swarupam. Nij Prakash Swarupam Shivoham Shivoham Nij Gyan Swarupam Shivoham Shivoham Nij Anand Swarupam Shivoham Shivoham. I am the light, I am Shiva. I am knowledge, I am Shiva. I am bliss, I am Shiva. Baba used those words when Baba first came. And this soul was hearing those words. Daddy Brijendra, who was in the room at the time, was hearing those words. But Brahma Baba, Dada Lekraj at that point, understanding or wanting to understand what it is that all this meant and going away to reflect on that, who is it who spoke? What is the task he gave me? He told me I have to create a new world, but he didn't tell me how. And it took him that space of a few weeks to understand the how. Then it took him 33 years to implement that, the how. And 84 years later, the how still continues. That it has to be a change of heart, a change of consciousness. So a lot of Brahma Baba's preparation was before Shiv Baba came. And of course, connected, predestined drama. And when you see it afterwards, you understand a lot more. And the destiny of drama, that this is the soul who had that totally pure, clean heart in which God could come and sit. Imagine when we do bhakti on any level, whichever bhakti it may be, the first thought that comes to us is it needs to be a clean place. You have an altar. The people in charge of looking after that are going to make sure that the altar is clean. people have a little cupboard in their home where they keep all the deity images and idols, and they make sure that that stays clean. So imagine, if God is going to come into a human chariot, doesn't need a king, it doesn't need a saint, it doesn't need anyone on the external level with qualifications, it needs a heart that's clean, a heart that has love for God and wants to be close to God. And so Baba enters that heart and comes and does all the work that we know about. But after that also, the pure intention, I want to be obedient to the instruction of one. And in that obedience, not questioning, there's going to be repercussions, there's going to be reactions from people. It's okay. I want to be obedient to the one. This is what I need to do. My love, my honesty, and my obedience. And how did that faith happen? There were no external results that there could be a new world created, that people were ready to change their consciousness. Just got a lot of insults that he'd never had until that time in his life. But the faith, the love, the obedience, that carried Baba through the whole journey, right until the very end. And at the end, Baba, if you want to come, if you want me to come, I'll come. If you want me to stay, I'll stay. Yesterday when I was reading that little passage in the Sakar Murali, don't ever get fed up with your own life. And we get fed up of our circumstances, we get fed up of people, we get fed up of the skin. So different things. But Brahma Baba, age 93, and the heart wasn't functioning well, Baba had diabetes, Baba's eyes and teeth were good, Baba's back was straight, so a lot of good things, but still, the cough was with Baba all his life. But Baba, at that moment, if you want me to come, I'm ready. If you want me to stay, I'm ready. On one level, it would have been easy to say, I'm ready to come, finish. But no, I'm ready to stay, if that's what you want. So we can see why the number one soul is number one. And we can also see how being absolutely free from any other motive or intention, Baba became an angel so quickly. 33 years and the work was done. And so my own story, where am I within that? Before I say something, even whilst I'm thinking about what I want to say, and if I'm speaking without thinking about it, well, am I a yogi? Or if my sanskar is a satupradhan, and so what has automatically come out of my lips is going to be pure and clean, fine. But if I'm still on the journey of purification, what I say, well, to what extent is it absolutely clean and pure in terms of intention and motive? The words might sound very nice, but what is my intention? And so today, at this moment, to be asking myself that question, why is it that I want something? What is my intention behind it? So I think that at this moment in the Kalpa, where we know that literally is just a short time, and Sakar Muralis and Baba were saying it's a short time, I think Baba was talking about himself. He knew he had a very short time. When Baba's been talking, Avyat Baba has been talking to the Dadis, and Baba says, short time, I believe it. The Dadis had short time, short time, short time. And so Baba was talking to all of them. But today, I think it's for all of us, Baba telling us it's a short time, and so it is. So I really do need to see whether I'm completely clean in terms of my intentions? And so am I able to do the work that's needed? Firstly, let me see it. But secondly, having seen it, am I willing to do the cleaning that I need? And to pick up my intentions of ego as subtle. There was something that somebody mentioned about a class they'd heard, and they commented on how in the class somebody had said, "Have you ever seen the back of your head?" You haven't. And if you have, it can only have been in a mirror, and even then to get the mirrors at the right angle to see the back of your head isn't easy. And it takes more than one mirror. So, my ego, am I able to see that? But what's the other thing that has been mentioned in the Gita as the one that you really have to deal with in order to get to that stage of purity where there's only one and one alone? Attachment. You've all been hearing Sakha Muralis a long time. So the other one is attachment, and it's connected very much with the memorial in the Gita, Nashta Moha Smriti Labdha. I've been able to destroy all attachment, Nashta, complete, finish, end. It's destroyed. I've been able to destroy all attachments, and this is why now the memory has returned, the awareness has returned, in which the awareness is of only one and none other. And so that stage of yoga that yesterday Baba was describing, to have remembrance only of one, Baba called it the final mantra. Very nice expression. The last mantra. And normally we would all have said Manmanabho, which is correct. But the way Baba put it yesterday, to have remembrance only of one. And so my intention today, and the final test, am I aware of how the final test is something I'm preparing for? And I don't know when that test is going to be. Or even never mind the final test. Something happens today. Anything can happen. I can fall and twist my ankle. Happens to many. But at that moment, when it's happening, what's my first thought? Who do I remember? Is it Baba? Or is it that at that moment I remember this one? Or is it that I remember all the things I should have done and I haven't done? Oh, I was supposed to go here, I was supposed to do this, how's it? So I can check myself even now. Who is it? What is it that I'm remembering? And if my intention is really to continually prepare myself for that stage, I need to do a lot of cleaning. There was another thing the Baba said yesterday that struck me in the Sakhar Murali. And in that, Baba said, if you want to claim your full inheritance, all you need to do is be careful. Khabardar. That's it. Because being careful means being very alert, absolutely aware. Because illusion, the translation of Maya is that which is not existing, illusion. So illusion at that moment is saying different things to me, which is why yesterday Baba took up the whole thing about excuses in the afternoon Murali. You're going to be reading that now. Illusion. And so I'm surrounded by my own mind giving me excuses. I'm surrounded by the imagination of my own thoughts. I'm surrounded by all sorts of illusions. And so am I cleaning out all of those? So, Gyan. What does Gyan say? What does Baba say? And Baba's very explicit. Baba's not shy. We are shy in the sense that we are body conscious. Shyness actually is body consciousness. But yes, I would be shy of saying certain things to you. Really. I would wonder what's going to be the impact of this, what's going to be the reaction. But Baba loves each one, absolutely, every single individual. And because of that love, Baba's not shy. Baba's soul conscious, God conscious. And so Baba will tell us everything absolutely clearly. And then it's like in bhakti, you can quote different verses from the Gita to support omnipresence. You can. You can quote different verses from the Gita to support God is not omnipresent. So you have to finally decide what is it that makes sense. And a lot of times now Baba doesn't say use your conscience. Baba says use your heart. Your heart will tell you. Yes, there are a whole lot of questions. Use your heart. Ask your heart these questions. And I was just reflecting on that because normally we'd say conscience. But at a time when there's illusion, the conscience gets impacted by illusion. First, reason, conscience, reason, and reason is saying there's lots of excuses, there's this thing, but your heart, if you've been making sure that you're cleaning your heart will tell you if something is on track or not quite on track, and so check your heart. So Baba Smriti's are amazing. But the purpose of Baba Smriti's, why does Baba say all these things? To bring us closer to God, to bring us closer to our own state of perfection. Shiv Baba, yes, of course, Baba's come to uplift us. But equally, Brahma Baba, 51 years of making himself available for us. Yesterday, Jesuben said, we'd get impatient if we have to wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes for someone. And here's Baba waiting patiently 51 years and a bit more. But we have to really move. And so to take every Murali personally and not say, this doesn't apply to me. But each Murali has a message for me, a signal for me. And I need to be able to understand Baba's signals and apply them in my life. So we'll be hearing the Murali from yesterday afternoon again. And Baba's very much reminding us in that it's not a long time to go, hurry up. And the Sakar and Avyap Murali yesterday morning, very, very powerful. So let me be able to take the benefit from the Muralis, each one. Tomorrow we'll be reading today's date Murali, the Avyakt one. So more treasures and more checking. But certainly the material we've had already, the food that Baba's given us and these three things is very powerful. And so this 18th of January, I feel was different. Not just because we had 700 people in the house, we had 700 people here yesterday. So that is Baba, Baba's magic, bringing souls to Baba's house. But it's also a signal of time. I think souls who don't often come to Baba's house, but the 18th comes and it's a powerful signal, but they also see what's going on in the world. That's an even more powerful signal. Okay.